Now, I'm moving down to chapter 20. And here, you have the final predictions concerning the judgment of Jerusalem. And we begin here with chapter 20 and go through chapter 24. There are two things I'd like to call your attention to in this section. Notice how long and drawn out is God's message to these people, right down to the very day that this man Nebuchadnezzar besieged the city. God was willing to spare them. He would have removed Nebuchadnezzar back as he'd done the Assyrian previously at Jerusalem and wouldn't permit him to take the city. And he would have put this man Nebuchadnezzar back on his haunches. But the people didn't turn to God. And so judgment comes. But right down to the last, there was mercy to be extended to them. So you have now the final predictions concerning the judgment of Jerusalem. That's the first thing. Now in this last chapter, and on the very day that the siege of Jerusalem began, the wife of Ezekiel died. Now we'll pick that up in chapter 24. And this man was told not to mourn or to weep for her at all. That's remarkable, by the way. Very frankly, I consider this man Ezekiel a contrast to Jeremiah. Jeremiah had a woman's heart. He wept, and the message he gave broke his heart. I'll be honest with you. This man Ezekiel, he's almost like an actor playing a part. He goes through his part, but he's not moved by it. He seems to be pretty hard-boiled all the way through here. And he is actually now laying it on the line for these people, so that the people, having seen Jeremiah weep, the Lord Jesus was compared to Jeremiah, but nobody compared him to Ezekiel, because now Ezekiel is speaking for God in such a way that he's actually here a mouthpiece for God. And that, I think, about sums it up. Now, we have here in chapter 20, what can be called, actually, a retrospect of the nation's sins. And we've been over this several times, but again, I want to show that it's not Ezekiel that's going over this. He's giving to them the Word of God. I'm of the opinion that this man would be very much like a Western Union boy. He brings you a message. It may be a message of joy, may be a message of sorrow, but the Western Union boy just delivers the message. You are the one that's moved by it. Now, that's, I think, more or less the position of Ezekiel, and that's the reason God asked him not to mourn for his wife, because he is to represent something. We'll see that when we get there.